Mexico's drug war is scaring away foreign tourists, and that's bad news for Mexico, for which tourism is the third largest source of legal revenue. The tourism industry has been badly hurt by gun battles near resorts, the arrest of Cancun's mayor on drug-related charges, and a general sense that the country is not safe. As part of our week-long series on the effects of Mexico's drug war, NPR's Jason Beaubien looks at what was Mexico's top beach resort, Acapulco.
Acapulco, look, here comes the sun.
In the 1950s and early 60s, Acapulco had a great reputation. Elvis crooned that you can't say no in Acapulco. In Come Fly With Me, Frank Sinatra promised some young beauty that they'd race away together down to Acapulco Bay. It was the playground of the Hollywood stars. In 1954, John Wayne and nine other celebrities even bought their own hotel, Los Flamingos. The compound still looks out from the city's rugged cliffs over the Pacific Ocean, and it still has great sunsets, but now it has very few guests. Adolfo Santiago worked at the hotel back when John Wayne and the other stars bought it. Now he's the manager. He says the golden age of the hotel and of Acapulco was in the late 1950s. Back then, Errol Flynn, Johnny Weissmuller, Roy Rogers, Cary Grant, and others came to lounge by the kidney-shaped pool at Los Flamingos. For me right now, business is very bad, Santiago says. I think for all the businesses, hotels especially, things are not good. Since last year, we've had a big drop. Now, with all the problems we have, business is very slow. The problems for Acapulco and Mexican tourism nationally are bigger than just the drug violence. Last year, the swine flu outbreak crippled Mexico's resorts for months. The downturn in the global economy also kept many tourists at home. But Acapulco has been a battleground where two of Mexico's most powerful cartels have recently been fighting for control. In April, a shootout on the main tourist strip in Acapulco left six people dead, including a mother and her eight-year-old daughter. In June of last year, another firefight between cartel gunmen and the military left 16 people dead. Tourists have yet to be caught up in the clashes. Now, soldiers in black ski masks patrol in front of the high-rise hotels. The state police have welded makeshift gun turrets over the cabs of their pickup trucks. And motorcycle cops, when they aren't hitting tourists up for bribes, drive around with long automatic rifles slung over their shoulders.
In Guerrero, la prioridad número uno sobre cualquiera.
Félix Ávila Díaz, the subsecretary for tourism in the surrounding state of Guerrero, says tourism is the number one priority for the region. He says it's the most important element of the state economy, and it's in serious decline.
Venimos de un año difícil, no nada más para Acapulco, no nada más para Guerrero, sino para todo el país.
This was a very difficult year, not just for Acapulco or for Guerrero, he says, but for the whole country. He also notes that swine flu hit Mexican tourism hard. Travel warnings regarding the drug violence from the U.S. State Department kept many visitors away. Over the last 2 years, the number of international tourists visiting Acapulco has dropped 33%. Ávila says the beach resort now caters primarily to Mexicans.
La composición, aunque ha cambiado drásticamente, ahora el 90%.
The composition of tourists has changed drastically, Ávila says. It used to be 85 to 90% of the tourists were foreigners. Now 85 to 90% are Mexican. This decline has been gradual. Even as late as 1988, the Four Tops were still singing about Acapulco as a magical destination. The city also got a lot of mileage out of reruns of the TV show The Love Boat, in which the crew were perpetually en route or returning from the Mexican port. But its image as an idyllic, tranquil resort has been shattered repeatedly by the drug cartels. In 2006, they decapitated several local policemen and stuck their heads outside a government building. They've hurled grenades at nightclubs and police stations. And over time, international tourists have migrated to other places with sand, warm weather, and less violence. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
All this week, Jason has shown us where Mexico's drug war stands. Tomorrow, he tells us how we got here. It's a history of Mexico's drug cartels.